Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
All right, as you're getting to your seat, just want to share a few things. We've been on a little bit of a journey from week to week, as I've been sharing for the last about 4 weeks. We've been talking about having the relationship that's necessary to go through any storms that may come our way. We spoke about the seasons of life and how God is active in pruning, that He prunes fruitful trees. Those that are bearing fruit, He prunes them so that they can be more fruitful. And then last week we spoke about cultivating a spiritual hunger within us and challenging all of us to go deeper in that area. And so this morning, I'm going to be speaking about the power of choice that each and every one of you have. It's your power. You have the power to choose. You chose to come to church today. I think of Mike and Sharon there. They chose to come to church, and they drive 50-something miles from Stevensville every Sunday. That's a choice that they make, 50 miles. And I saw some of you, because you were thinking you had a long way to go, and you kind of bowed your head. It's all right. He loves you. He loves you. Yeah, there's a lot of good things going on when we're in the kingdom of God, when we trust Him. Like Robert and Brittany's engagement just the other day. That was a beautiful thing. I saw a few pictures and brought tears to my eyes right away. It was beautiful. So the power of choice, we're going to speak about that this morning. And I hope that it really resonates in your heart and in your journey. Every day we make choices, and I want to reference a scripture called Luke 9:23. And it says this. Get your Bibles out. Get your notepads. You might want to pen something. Luke 9:23, it says, "And he," meaning Jesus, "said to all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Now, this is a well-known scripture. You know it. But see, this is the problem. Sometimes we know these scriptures so well that we don't mind out the depth of these scriptures and what they're really saying. Or maybe we've heard it so many times. But what if in this scripture is a key to your journey to move forward in all that God has for you? Because the Lord is saying, if anyone desires to come after me. If you notice, I don't believe that this scripture has anything to do with our salvation. I think it has everything to do with our journey with Him after we're saved. And it's an option. Jesus says, if. You don't have to. But if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We were singing, "I give myself away so you can use me." That's what you sung today. So you made that proclamation already today in your song, whether you meant it or whether you didn't. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Then we were singing, "Take me to that place, Lord. Take me to that place, Lord, that I can be with you. Make me like you." You were singing it. You were proclaiming it. Your heart was stretching toward the Lord, toward the heavens in your worship. And you were saying, "Make me like you. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Everyone who desires to fully know the Lord is going to be challenged with this scripture. and with this question. Everyone in this room is challenged with making that decision to take up their cross daily. And the big word to me in that scripture besides cross is if. That's the big word to me. That's what I see. Because that if seems to be an option to me and an option to you. It's not, again, essential to our salvation, but it is essential to how we walk out our Christian life and what we will present to the Lord. Our rewards. See, I'm not living to get to eternity. I'm already in eternity right now because I'm saved and I'm living for eternity now. So what I do and the choices I make have everything to do with what's going to take place in heaven and for the rest of eternity, the choices I make. And so the Lord is wanting us to deny ourselves. He's wanting us to deny ourselves. He does not want to make us like puppets. That's not what he's saying here. He wants to make us like him. And why? Because he is so, so, so wonderful and so good. And will never, ever to be able to enjoy the peace and the love and everything he has to offer unless we deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow after him. I want to challenge you this morning to prayerfully consider what is being said. That even today and tomorrow, that you take this challenge that the Lord is giving you and saying, what must I do to take up my cross? And some of you may say, man, well, I don't really know what that means. I don't really understand what that says. What is he really asking? Well, my attempt this morning is that every one of you will understand it before you leave here so that your lives can be enhanced because of the power of your choice to choose Christ over everything. It's not easy. What does it mean? It means that you come to a place and I come to a place that I agree and I partake of the identity of Christ in my life. To pick up my cross is that I'm going to be conformed to his image. And that's what we were talking about and praying and singing with his life. The love, the goodness, all that he has. We agree that the life of Christ and his ministry would flow through us. That's what it means to pick up your cross. And as a result of that, guess what happens? I know what happens with me. When I pick up my cross and I say yes to the Lord, and I really allow him to be Lord over my life, I get this amazing satisfaction and peace within me. Soon as I begin to disobey or move away from the Lord, I feel that struggle. It's a war going on continuously. And you know what I'm talking about. And he's saying, if you'll just deny yourself. It's kind of funny. I put a big eye. I just wrote this big eye on a piece of paper this morning. Basically what he's doing is, will you put the cross to this eye? Get it? Will you put the cross to this, that it's no longer me, but it's him? That I'm crucifying the I. We always say, Lord, not my will, your will. That's our prayer. That's the most important prayer we pray. He said, pray this way in Matthew 6. So that's what we're asking. That our lives would be fulfilled. And our lives would be settled. Some of us are so stirred because our lives aren't settled. There's so many options. There's so many choices. Make the choice and he will get you on the road to where you need to be. And every day though, it is up to you to give that to him. Your will. Your will, Lord. I want your will, Lord. And you give your will to him. You deny yourself and you want his ways in your life. It's a serious thing that God's asking us, but it has tremendous value if we will embrace it. He's offering it to us. Follow Him. Submit to His will and His purpose. This is our response. Now, when that happens, everyday life just seems to be different. If you look at the Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 11, I need Jerry here again. Every time I think of Song of Solomon, Jerry Reeder. But Song of Solomon, verse 11, it says, "Come, my beloved." This is the Lord speaking to us. "Come, my beloved, let us go forth to the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine has budded, whether the grape blossoms are open and the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love." What does that mean? That means that when you give Him your life, He is part of your life through the entire day. Everything you do, everywhere you go. "Beloved, let's see if they're blooming." He's trying to tell you that don't live your life apart from me. Don't make your own way. Realize the benefits from knowing me and loving me through everyday life, not just coming to church. Everyday life, every moment. It's awesome. And we sang that, "Take me to the place, Lord, I can be with you." He's saying, this is what the advantage is when you're with me. There's joy. There's adventure. Come and run with me on the mountains. As we cry out and pray, "Draw me, Lord. Draw me." I want us more than anything to be able to be sustained each and every day because of this relationship. I want us to keep going deeper. I want to challenge all of us to go deeper, to not just get into a certain place and think that you've arrived, but go deeper and deeper and deeper in the things of the Lord and what He has for you. Again, when you allow Him to be such a part of your life, you're going to be fulfilled. You're not going to be miserable. You're not going to be bitter. You're not going to be pointing a finger at people. You're going to be loving God and God loving you and enjoying your life. That's the fruit of it when it happens. It's love. It's all of a sudden that, you know, it's like a seed in our lives. This seed gets planted in our lives. And that seed has either an advantage or a disadvantage. The weather either tears it up, the weather around you, or it causes life to spring up. How you take care of that seed to be a fruitful branch in the ways of God. God wants you to stand upright and be fruitful in Him. It's like a seed that's planted. Jesus, His life inside of us. As we walk in union with Him, what I just read, it says, "Come, my beloved, let us rise early to the vineyards." We're walking in union with Him. We receive spiritual strength and understanding. And the Lord is so much more interested in being with you than I think we are being with Him. He is so interested. But we have to make a choice. We have to sometimes bend our will and say no and say yes. You know, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they're always seem to be like a perfect gentleman. He's not going to force Himself. He wants you to ask. Isaiah 119 says this: "If you are willing," listen, if you are willing to be obedient, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. See, the if represents a condition. Will you? Everywhere you go. It represents a condition. It represents a choice. And we have to make that choice. The if is the condition to the promise in that scripture. He promises you that you will enjoy the land. You'll be fruitful if And the Lord has placed within each and every one of us two things. The capacity to obey and the capacity to rebel. We can shake our fist and say, no, not your will, my will. And that principle, of course, was in the Garden of Eden. The tree of life, or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's a choice. That choice confronts me and confronts you today. I want to make this very clear. When we submit the big I, our will, in obedience to the Lord, we will begin to desire the things that He desires. We have, you have, I have the power of choice right now. I keep going back to Hebrews chapter 12, and when it says the encumbrances, the things that weigh you down, and the easy sin that entangles you. The easy sin that entangles you. The sin that nobody sees, because you can walk it and talk it and act it. And the little sin that entangles you when you have judgments against your brother or your sister, or you lust. And you're burning with lust more than you're burning with the love for God. No one sees it. And it causes you to avoid messages like this. It causes you to run away and not to. And God wants you to run to Him. We sing it. I was just telling Michael, it's so amazing. Some of the lines that we sing in our worship time every Sunday have so much to do with what I feel God is wanting to bring in as far as a message. Wrap me in your arms, Lord. Don't run. Let Him wrap you in His arms today. More than ever. We have the power of choice. An example, too. I'll bring up Michael Johnson. Michael doesn't always feel like worshiping. I've been with him when he's been tired, when he's been wore out. But he makes a choice to bend his will to worship. And guess what he brings? He brings a sacrifice of praise. And then when he brings a sacrifice of praise, I'll say 9 times out of 10, he's surprised and he's blessed by the grace that God brings in the minute because he was too tired to worship. Is the Lord asking you to take a walk with Him? I was watching a real good football game yesterday. I mean, it was good, two good football games. And now I'm confessing. Two good football games. Michael didn't think it was a good football game at all. But after that football game, I knew the Lord was saying, get out and walk. Come and talk to me. And it was worth it. And it was good. It was great. But I had to bend my will to go and take a walk. Every day, it's a choice. Every day. You can do it. You can do it. And He wants it more than you want it. You can do it. You say, yes, Lord. I don't want religion. I want You. I don't want games. I want You. I don't want bitterness and resentment. I want You. I want You to change my life. I want You to forge my path. I want to check on the vineyards with You, Lord. I want You active. So I bend my will and I say, yes, Lord. I'm not going to focus on my mistakes. I'm going to repent of them. I'm going to confess them. And I'm going to run with Him. That's what He's asking. There are setbacks forever in life. Again, that's possibly pruning. Because God does not want you to get caught up in something that doesn't involve Him at the center of it. He wants to be at the center of everything you're doing. He wants to be. He's jealous for you. Isn't that hard to understand? It's a truth. He is jealous to be with you. He is jealous to be with me. Oh, I wouldn't want to be with him. Oh, yes, he does. I wouldn't want to be with her. Oh, yes, he does. Everyone in this room, no matter what, where we've been through, he wants to be with you. It's the power of choice. I remember Dave Carey. Is Dave and Liz here? Not here today. I remember. Oh, are they? Oh, they're way back there in the background. Way back there. I remember Dave showing up for worship at the house of prayer, and Liz was, you know, going through some struggles with the pregnancy. So was Dave. And Dave showed up, and he didn't really, you know, just showing up was a huge, great accomplishment. And he didn't have within him to really worship. And so he just bent his will to say yes. And he said yes. And that morning, angels started singing with the worship team. For real. For real. It's in those things that, oh, I just can't. When you say yes, and he's so excited because you said yes, he receives that sacrifice of praise. It's an act of obedience. And the Lord begins to pour out his grace on you. The scripture, of course, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So again, let me get this locked in. What is the cross? What is this? And how do we take it up? Look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. Chapter 5, verse 17. You see Paul here. Paul is, he's crying this out. And this is tough on him, but he says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. There is warfare in this choice. There is a war going on to keep you in your natural desires and not your spiritual desires. It's the war of two wills. The will, his will, thy will, is his purpose for you. And the contrary to that is your will, your own self-centeredness, not Christ-centeredness. I think of the prophet Samuel and when he said this, because he knew he was one who trusted in God and his word. In 2 Samuel 22, 2 and 3, it says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. That is a man who is bent toward the Lord. He takes refuge in everything that he goes through because the Lord is his rock each and every day. It's a war. So, as I die to my own will and then submit to come into alignment with his will for me, that is taking up the cross. Let me say it again. When I die to my own will, and then I submit to come in alignment with his will for me, that is taking up the cross. Not self-seeking, self-centered, but I submit to the cross. Now, his will is starting to flow through me again. Because I've laid it down, and now he's flowing through me again. And you feel like you can stand again, you can move again, you can go forward. Because you're grafted in and you're locked into the tree of life now. Not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And now you begin to reflect on his life and his purposes. And finally, I'm doing what he's doing. What he would be doing. I'm loving. I'm praying. I'm seeing people heal. Listen to Paul again in Philippians 3:12. Turn to 3:12. And this is Paul. And listen, don't feel bad. This is the Apostle Paul, and he is wrestling with this. He says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. So keep pressing on. Don't give up. Don't compare yourself to other people. Just go hard after God. Go hard after God. Paul understood the if. Paul understood that he had a choice to make, just like you and I. And we have a responsibility, especially after today, to apply the cross to our life. One of my wife's favorite verses is Matthew 11:12, and mine too, and it says, "The kingdom of heaven is taken by violence, and the violent take it by force." There is a spiritual battle to be won to enter into the kingdom realm. And it has a lot of us denying ourselves and picking up our cross. Those who truly love the Lord and desire to be related to Him, they press in. They press in. And this was a thought that I had for you this morning and for myself. The most important time in eternity, the most important time in eternity for you and for me is right now, this moment. How will we choose? Because if there's something stirring and we're saying, yes, we're going to choose, it's a very, very important moment. That means that patterns and things are going to have to change so that you can begin to allow the life of Jesus to walk and live through you. It's an important moment. The power of choice in our decisions. I'm going to kind of wrap it up here. And this is, it might be a little heavy for you, but the choices that you make today have everything to do with your eternal position and your rewards someday that you will receive. We're redeemed right now. But what will eternity be? I'll tell you what it will be. Eternity for you, all of you, and for me, will be a result of our choices. We can only affect our eternity now. Our life in Christ, what He has deposited within us, let it grow. Let it express its nature. Let the seed that's inside of you be exposed to His will and not yours. This phrase kept coming to me as I was preparing. To him that overcometh. I kept thinking of that phrase. I want to be an overcomer. How about you? I want to overcome these things, that this war that's raging around me. The enemy is trying to take a situation and reap havoc and cause disaster. And the Lord's right there wanting you to say yes to Him, to help you through it, to grow through it, and to move forward in the ways of God. To be an overcomer. To be willing to be obedient to the Lord. And bring out His life expression through your life. To enter into a good land because you've said yes to a higher purpose. In Isaiah somewhere, I don't know where the scripture is, it says the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. So we need to embrace the process. Let it work through us. Start living for eternity with everything we've got. Last thought. Well, two thoughts. One was, I give myself away so you can use me. Really? You sang that today. I had to check myself when I was singing that. Do I? Do I, Lord? Am I giving myself away so you can use me? Is this it? Is there more? Do you want to be alone with me more than anything else? Do you want to take walks with me? Someday, Jesus is going to look upon your face Someday, it's a real thing. It's going to happen. He's going to look upon your face. And he's going to look upon my face. And he's going to call us by a new name. And the new name will be according to what we did for his will and his purpose. Your new name will reflect your journey. Oh, you're putting some heavies on us today. No, I'm not. This is the word. He's going to call you by a new name. And it's going to reflect the yes in your heart. It's going to reflect the love of Jesus flowing through you. It's going to reflect the little things you did, a cup of cool water in his name. It's going to reflect all those things that nobody saw, that you thought nobody even cared about, but he saw you do that. Some act of kindness, some phone call, some prayer. When you've labored and you've bent your will to worship God, a sacrifice of praise, and then the abundance of his grace poured out on you. We are in a time to be thankful. Thankful for all that he offers us. And says, here, take it. Take it, Bob. Why don't you stand? Let's pray. Lord, I'm asking for the young, the old, everyone. Have we put our desires in front of your desire for us? Have we told you what we want to do? And we ask you to come along. Lord, I ask today that you would help all of us pick up our cross and lay it down, Lord, and say, I'm his. I'm his. I'm living for the cross. I ask today, Lord, that you would help us in our choices. That we would stand on the rock. That we would trust you, Lord. I'm asking today, God, that we would deny ourselves, pick up the cross and follow after you into a good land. Lord, help us in this struggle. Holy Spirit, help us to be a Christ-centered people, to die to our own will and submit everything to you, Lord. I ask today, Lord, that you would bring our lives individually, corporately, as families into the alignment. What is your will? What is your will and purpose for Robert and Brittany? What is your will? What is your will for our children? We pray, God, that not one of us in this room would not minimize the power of our choice. So I just ask today, God, let us be thankful. Let us choose. And even now, in the quietness of our seats, in our spirit man and spirit woman inside, we can say, not our will, not my will, but your will. And mean it. And you will take us up on it, Lord. Not my will, but your will be done, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful people that are here that made a choice today to come and worship God together. Made a choice to get up and gather in your name. Thank you for the worshipers that led us, that made a choice. We love you, God. Now, Lord, help us to share this love with others. And may you be the center. May we press in. We're not perfected yet, but we're pressing in. We're fixing our eyes on you, Jesus. you just sing that, Michael, just once, and then we'll dismiss.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul.
Right now, in this present moment,
I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me.
Have your way in us, Lord. We love you and we thank you. Give you praise. Thank you for this day. Use us throughout the day and draw us near, we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Have a great day. Thank you so much. And we'll stay on this journey of growing in spiritual hunger and being challenged to go deeper in our intimacy with Christ. God bless you. Make sure you greet somebody on the way out.